I live in a neighborhood that has a blog posting all kinds of information. Lost dogs, yard sales, and notices of sketchy people, like the poor man found huffing Freon from an air conditioning unit. A large majority of the posts are useful and appreciated, and a few are a bit unusual. I am not a reply-to-all kind of person, because I like to sit back and be a voyeur. Like when a neighbor lost his pet parakeet and suggested that whoever finds it use a butterfly net because it wasn't tame. I made a note to pick one up when next at Butterflies R Us. Another post that a thoughtless person vandalized their vegetable garden and smashed their watermelon into the street. I'm not a teenage boy, but that big juicy watermelon was entirely too tempting, but I didn't do it. I'm often nervous riding in my own neighborhood because sometimes I look a little sketchy, and I'm afraid there's going to be a post about a middle-aged, frumpy brunette in a white Ford. Don't worry, it's only me, and I'm harmless. Recently, the buzz has been about the loud sound of the overnight train horn. Neighbors have almost come to blows because of their extreme differences of opinion on the noise. Some love the soothing sounds, and others have taken to Ambien and noise machines. The train has been there since Christopher Columbus discovered south of the border, and I don't think it's heading out of town any time soon. If I own the local company Marpac, I'd set up a roadside stand and sell those sleep machines on every corner, kind of like Mr. Haney on Green Acres. I have only participated once, and I just couldn't help it. It begged for a response. It was during a hurricane, when a lady stated that since she had no power, she was going to stay with her mother in another neighborhood, and asked that she be contacted when the power was restored, so that she could return home to her vacant house. Mind you, this neighborhood site posts your name and your street address, so it is not anonymous, which means everyone in the neighborhood knew that her house would be empty. I couldn't help it. I finally chimed in and said, "Yoo-hoo! Party at the Joneses' house tonight. Bring your friends." This must be a humorless bunch because the responses blasted my doors, saying, "You just can't trust anyone in this neighborhood." Well, duh, that was the point.